remember how we do this.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Do you still have those chimes?
The chimes? Wait,
intro.
Yeah, I'd have to find the intro.
Oh my god.
But welcome everyone to the First Reaction. It's Christian and Andrew and our buddy Steve. Back at it again.
Episode 100!
Yes, episode 100. This is really exciting. We finally made it out of a pandemic and to episode 100. So welcome. I feel like this is a lot more chill than all the other intros I've ever done for this podcast. So maybe I matured. Maybe I was just isolated. I'm not sure which.
Are any of us even like the same person anymore?
I don't know.
I'm going to be honest.
Steve, let's start with you. Are you the same person?
Different person.
Hell no, he's not.
He's a different person, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. Haircut's the same, though.
Plus one in my family. Yeah? New location, new house.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, where do you live again? Tell the listeners.
Tell us exactly the address of where you live so people can...
Yeah, so all the fan mail? All the fan mail. That's it.
Just direct it to East Los. I'll find it. It'll find me. Direct it to Bob.
To Bob.
Bob.
That's Bob at thefirstreaction.com. We also don't have a website, so that won't go anywhere.
We got an email.
We don't have an email.
Yeah, we do somewhere.
No, we don't. Do we really?
I think we do.
But what if we have people reaching out to us for sponsorship deals? Like that one, Baboon to the Moon. Was that what it was?
That's right. Hey, that paid for our In-N-Out, bro.
Yeah, it did. That one time.
We went to one In-N-Out meal and we got it.
We got an In-N-Out meal out of it. Totally worth it.
It actually covered the whole thing.
I don't think we got a drink, but we got everything else.
Yeah, we got fries.
We got fries.
We got some add-ons. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good perk. It was a good perk. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. It's weird because on one hand, I feel like we should be talking about the movie we're about to see. But on the other hand, I feel like we should also acknowledge the fact that it's been like 2 to 3 years since we've recorded a podcast. Or really since you've been able to go to a movie theater anyway. So... I don't know, Andrew. Where do you feel like we should start?
Man, my brain's trying to remember how to do this. Man.
He's just looking at me in the rear view mirror.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Andrew's being the Uber driver right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have all our gear.
Yeah. Well, we're making it work. It's fine.
I don't know. We could talk about a man who's some kind of bat or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to see.
I thought he was a vampire, though.
At one point.
I guess don't vampires turn into bats?
Yeah, see?
Isn't that kind of ironic?
He grew up.
Yeah.
He was a boy, and now he's a man.
Now he's a Batman. He's a Batman.
All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, in our professional way of preparing for this podcast, does anyone have any anything that they feel grabs them about this movie that interests them? Going into it?
It seems like there's going to be more than one character, which sounds kind of cool.
First movie ever that has that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one more than one villain, I should say. Not character, but villain. Which I feel like the last few Batmans we've seen have had one villain. Although, I don't know if that's true, because wasn't Catwoman in one of them?
I mean, like in the 80s, yeah.
No, but like the girl who played the...
Oh, no, you're talking about Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. What was she?
I don't know. She's kind of good, kind of bad. That's always how it is with Catwoman. It's always like, what are you? I don't know.
Who are you?
I help you, and then I do bad things. What are you going to do, Batman?
She's a bad kitty.
Pretty much. So that's... you just reminded me. I'm going to have a report at the end of this. I'm going to count how many wigs she wears in this movie.
How many
wigs? I'll
get
back to everyone. Because I've seen the trailers, and her hair changes every other shot.
Huh.
So I'm going to let y'all know how many wigs she wears in this movie.
Interesting.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. The penguin's in it. That seems kind of cool.
Is he your favorite?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Batman's not even really, like, I don't know, man. Like, I was into Batman Beyond. Like, I loved Batman. Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
where there's
the cartoon?
Like the old Batman, yeah. And then the new, young, skinny Batman. That was my favorite. But I was never a big Batman person, like, in general. I don't think I was a big, like, comic book person in the first place. Like, when Iron Man came out, I was like, what is that? Like, I didn't even know what it was. I had no point of reference. So, you know.
In this whole Batman universe, where does this movie exactly fall in?
That's a great question, Steve. It's real confusing. They didn't make it easy. I think it's its own thing, but it's real confusing. It's not like the Marvel movies and TV shows and all that stuff where it's like, oh, no, everything's the same. This is like, remember Ben Affleck? Yeah, that didn't happen. Just kidding. He's not Batman anymore. Or is he? I don't know. Different version of him. But I think when it comes to this movie, nothing else has happened that you've seen on a screen.
Yeah, I think DC is really... I saw this trailer where DC like announced all the movies that they're going to be putting out this year. And it was like, Batman, Aquaman 2, blah, 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 whatever it was. And then it asked at the end, it had a call to action. Which for those of you who don't understand marketing or business speak, it's basically what you put at the end of a sales pitch to try and get people to press the button and buy the thing. And I was like, wow, that's kind of sad that DC now has to like, here are all of our cards. Please show up. Are you with? It literally said, "Are you with us?" And then it like, and then it was like, cut to black. I was like, "Dang, they're really desperate. This is just not going well for them." So, we'll see. I have a weird thing with the whole DC universe in the first place. I don't feel like they've been doing a particularly good job.
See, I don't know if it's a universe anymore. It seems like everything's like little planets. They're all on their own now, and everyone kind of just does their own little thing because. It was too confusing or too messy or people didn't like what was happening with all these characters and then they replaced actors and then they maybe came back and it's real confusing.
I feel like, you know, it was funny. I was watching, and I think this movie actually did pretty well. Aquaman, that one did fairly well, right?
Yeah, we did a podcast on that.
Yeah, right. Well, it was forever ago. But I can't remember like what the box office sales were, but I got the sense it did well. It's funny, like looking back on that movie, it felt like what was considered a good movie back in the late 90s, early 2000s, where it's like really dark. There's a lot of like dialogue and storyline going on. Some of it's important. Some of it could be left out. And I don't know that works so much now, you know, like just generally speaking, like I don't know that super long movies with that kind of ramble works well with people's attention span now. Like, I think that's what Marvel's done really well. It's like they've made it all connect. They've made it all super simple, right? Like even Endgame, it's like, okay, we're collecting all the stones. Like you knew what was going to happen. There wasn't like a lot of stuff. And I feel like DC does a bit more of that. They have like these dark films with a lot of stuff. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this one is. It's 3 hours, so buckle up.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
3 hours.
Here all
Andrew, you might know this more than Christian here, but how, like, in terms of like Marvel being accurate, like true to its comic, how does DC fare, like with its comics?
Steve with the good questions,
huh? That's a good question. I don't have the best answer. I know Marvel's pretty close with all that stuff for the most part, but the thing that, and this is something that people I think are experiencing who never read all this stuff. I mean, I never did, but. There's so many different versions of every single character that's ever been made that it just gets, like, kind of confusing. And it's almost like you can just pick and choose little bits of different versions of the same character and just combine them to make something that seems more unique than maybe it actually is. That's kind of the vibe I get, at least from this movie, that they're trying to make it different from the other on-screen Batmen that you have seen. But I don't necessarily think it's something that hasn't been seen in, like, a comic book, is my guess. But I don't know how accurate it is in terms of what actually happens in the comic books. But, again, there's so many different versions of it. I'm sure on some level it's pretty accurate, would be my guess.
Yeah, well, and that's the weird thing, right? They reboot characters, like, all the time, I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, I imagine this storyline for Batman back in 1950-whatever... is not the same as the comics they're putting out now for Batman.
Oh, yeah. 100%,
right?
100%.
Like, it's had to evolve.
100%. I mean, the one thing that I kind of appreciate with some of these movies, like Spider-Man did this, at least with like the newer version, is they just kind of assume you know things, and that's what it looks like from this movie, that it's just like, yeah, he's Batman, and his parents died, and he's rich, and he's trying to get bad guys. We don't need to spend an hour of the movie you know, setting that up, because you already know. It's like with Spider-Man, they're like, oh yeah, he got bit, he's got his powers, he does his things. It's like, now we're just going to tell this story. And it's like, okay, thanks for not wasting my time, because I already know what's going to happen in the first hour of this movie if you did that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And it's probably the right move, right? Because it's just, otherwise it's just a waste of time. So I'm glad that they're kind of elaborating on it.
And I say this knowing that we're going to watch a 3-hour long movie. So I don't know what the heck they're going to do for 3 hours, but they're going to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the pacing feels. I remember when we first started the podcast, you talked, and I never thought about movies in this way, but you talked a lot about pacing. It's like, oh, how does the movie pace itself? And I've never thought about that before, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see, like, okay, do we need 3 hours to tell this story, or is there going to be a lot of fluff?
I mean, maybe I'm getting old, but I can appreciate if you can tell a story in a shorter amount of time and get your point across just as well, that to me is almost always better.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, it's weird because I feel like a lot of people are very, are really about this character. I mean, it's funny, like, Batman wasn't relevant to me until The Dark Knight came out. Like, that was the first Batman where I was like, whoa, this is a film, you know? And it was really about the Joker. I think that was more impressive than Batman was. But I don't know. I know Lindsay connects a lot with the Ben Affleck Batman.
Really?
Which I have, like, no knowledge of, frankly. I'm curious about you. Which version?
I don't know. It's... The funny thing is, if I think about Batman, like, which one I, like, connect with, if that's what you're talking about, I think about the cartoon, honestly. That's what I think about.
Think about the cartoon.
I don't actually think about, like, Christian Bale or Ben Affleck. I think about the cartoon.
Yeah. That's funny. Steve?
That's the version.
Which version?
My mind goes to the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I remember it was...
It may have been the only one I've seen, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, you've been kind of, like, working your whole life, so... We're all just playing catch-up to you. I just remember seeing it with a bunch of our friends. I don't remember if Nick was there, but I remember Gabe was there and, like, all these people, right? And we go and we see this movie. And it was at, I think it was at Universal Studios. And I spent $35 on, like, the IMAX. It was, like, an IMAX version of it or something. It was some special whatever version. And I remember walking out of there and being like, damn, that was totally worth it. And I'd, like, you know, at that time, you're, like, a kid, right? So, like, you haven't spent $35 on anything. But I was like, damn, that was totally worth it. That was such a good spend. But, yeah, we'll see. I haven't seen Twilight. I hear it's not so great. So I'm I feel like that's going to get in the way for me. I feel like I'm just going to be thinking about Twilight and the little that I know about it, which is like 16-year-old girls fawning over it. That's what I'm just going to be thinking of the whole time. So hopefully he'll be able to kind of break that for me, but I don't know.
I can say, speaking of that, I can look past it at this point. I've seen him in enough other movies where it's like, oh, this guy actually can act. It's not just like a thing where he got really popular when he was younger on these silly movies. He does have, in my opinion, talent. And if there is like actually something to work with, I expect he's going to do a good job.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying in terms of like if this isn't an actor you've seen very much. And obviously, that's probably, like, the biggest thing.
Well, what else has he been in besides, like, besides romantic movies? Because I know he's done a few of those.
There are some more, like, indie movies that he did that are, like, I don't want to say grungy.
Okay.
But they're just, like, more out there.
Yeah,
that at least I've seen him do that kind of made me go, oh, okay. No, you actually, like, there's something there.
I see.
Work with. I never saw Tenet. He was in that.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing about that movie.
Is he in the Divergent series? Or no?
I don't think so. I think that's one too many at that point. To be like, I'm going to go from Twilight to this other thing. That's all I do.
Yeah, he does the sagas.
He wasn't Harry Potter. I just remembered that.
Oh, that's right.
He was?
Yes.
Stop.
He's in Harry Potter.
Like the reboot?
No, he's in the fourth one.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's what? Like he's young.
Who he's is in he in that?
He's the kid that dies, who's like in the, they have that tournament or whatever. for the goblet or whatever. You don't remember?
The Goblet of Fire?
Yeah. They had like a tournament. And he's the person from Hogwarts because they have all those schools going. So he's the person from Hogwarts, and then eventually he gets like sucked into it, into like this dark place or something with Harry, and then Voldemort like kills him or something.
Ooh. That's cool.
Sorry, spoiler alert for the movie that came out
in 2006.
I was going to say like 15 years ago or something ridiculous.
Isn't that weird to think about? Like, I don't know. I'm having a bit of an existential crisis. You know, we're getting old. It's weird to think. Like, I saw something the other day, and I was like, wow, that was 15 years ago. It's just weird. It's just weird to be like, wow, that was like a decade and a half ago.
It is weird that, and you have like pretty strong memories of it too, right?
Yeah.
That's the weird part.
Yeah. Like the fact that kids nowadays, you know, just to talk about all things happy and exciting, like the fact that kids don't know about 9/11 really. Like, I remember that so well. It's just, it's so strange that like kids these days are like learning about it in history books and like, that's all they know of it. And even now, it's not really talked about all that much. It's like, oh, yeah, it's 9/11. But, like, you know, there used to be, like, radio stations that would, like, play the recording, right, of, like, that day. Mm-hmm. And they'll just, like, play it on, you know, every anniversary. That doesn't happen now. It's weird. We live in a weird world filled with men and bats and Morbius and...
Oh, no. We're
not watching. I saw that.
We're not watching
that, okay?
I already
saw it, guys.
Okay, good.
I already saw it. Also, for those of you who don't know, as of right now, as of 2022, does everyone know that Jared Leto is 50 years old?
That makes... I mean, like, I wouldn't have said that, but it makes sense in my head.
How?
How? How long has he been around?
Well, think about it. Like, I know he's an actor, right? But, like, I didn't know of him really till 30 Seconds to Mars, which... Maybe that's a little late, but the album that did well, I looked it up literally yesterday. Mm-hmm. The album that did well was, I can't even remember the year, but it was, he was either like 39 or 41.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just weird to think, it's like, oh my God, you were like, what did you do from like 20 to 40? Like, what did you do? I just want to know. Like, what was your, because I feel like just now he's like being accepted more as an actor. Like, I know he's done indie films and stuff, but. You know, this is his first, like, big movie in my view. I guess there's Dallas Buyers Club.
I was going to say, I think when he won an Oscar, that's when it was, like, you have arrived as an actor type of moment for him.
Yes, but, like, was he in anything particularly relevant after that?
Not that I can remember.
It's like, you're recognized as one of the best actors of that year. Also, you're not going to be in anything relevant for the next 10 years. Like, that's a weird thought, you know? But,
don't tell him that, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm happy for him, you know? I'm happy he finally got into the Marvel multiverse. I have a feeling they're just going to throw everyone in there. Like, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for, like, Will Smith to be there, Chris Rock to be there.
I have some.
G.I. Jade or whatever her name, Jane or whatever, to be there.
Don't call her that, bro.
Oh, man.
Don't call her that, but I have.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Run up to us?
I don't want
to
say, I'm not going to say this on the podcast because it might spoil stuff for you, but. If you guys want to know, there are things that I've seen that, you know, big actors are coming to Marvel. That's all I'm going to say.
Why would you not share that on the podcast? That's kind of what this is about.
I don't know. Maybe people are going to get spoiled that
okay. This
person is going to be in this movie.
Well, let's just...
Because I saw a little tiny blurry screenshot, you know?
Well, I think we should talk about it. And so if you are worried about a spoiler, you should tune out right about now. And if you're not, because you're a grown-up, and you can handle such things, we'll let Andrew continue.
Good, fine. Tom Cruise's new Iron Man. That's all I have to say.
Stop.
I'll show you the picture. It's real.
Stop.
I think it's real.
Nah, it's a deep fake.
It looks real, bro.
It's a deep fake. Yeah. Oh, it always looks real. Have you seen deep fakes?
I saw I saw the pictures from Spider-Man.
Show me. Pull it up right now.
Oh, my.
We got time. We don't get in until like 30 minutes from now.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Tom Cruise. Well, that's good. He's not having to just do reboots of his own movies. That's probably a good thing.
Oh, look at the third thing on Google. Look at the third thing. You see that?
No.
You don't see?
I can't really see much of anything.
All right, grab my phone. You see that?
I mean, I see a photo of Tom Cruise.
No, the third result. What does it say?
Yeah. Okay, Tom Cruise, Iron Man.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
No, hold on. I need the. Oh, these are all.
What do you think I do with this, though?
With what? With Spider-Man?
No, with the new Iron Man.
They're going to make billions of dollars.
Yeah, they need a new Iron Man. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Hold on, you gotta give me a second to do my research, y'all. This photo was out here. It exists.
Right. What you guys aren't seeing right now is Andrew scrolling through different pages on Google. Trying to find...
I don't have it saved. Bam, this is it. Bam.
What is that?
Look at him. I'll take my phone. Take my phone. Look at his little goatee. Look at that. Look at that. He has the same suit on that freaking Robert Downey Jr. wore with the little balls on it.
Same suit? Sure?
It's similar.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a moto jacket, and he just has a dirty mustache or goatee. Yeah, rumor possibly the first image of Tom Cruise on set. I mean, yeah, really?
I believe it, y'all.
I don't know. I feel like he wears jackets like that, like, in regular life.
This is not him in regular life. This is him clearly on a set.
Is it clearly on a set? Because all I see is a blurry background. What do you see, Steve?
Is that clearly a set to
you? Yeah,
you
can't.
Or could that be, like, the LAX airport?
The airport.
Could that be like...
You think Tom Cruise looks like that at the airport? Have you ever seen Tom Cruise with facial hair ever in real life?
You know what? It's 2022. Picture? Maybe he's changing it up.
That's true.
Yep.
You can't put it past him, man.
Listen, I'm willing to stake
like
my
he's
name.
Looked the exact same way since like he first started. He's like he's had that like haircut and everything.
Yeah.
From the very beginning.
He's almost like a vampire. Maybe he
like
should have been
Leto.
Morbius. Yeah. That should have been him.
He would be too expensive.
That's true. That's actually true.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, this doesn't... How do you even know that's Tom Cruise? Like, that could just...
Oh, that's him.
You sure?
I mean, I can. I stake my name on it. Whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I mean...
If Tom Cruise isn't new Iron Man, don't ever listen to me again.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now we know. Our friendship ends if he's wrong. Here you go. Yeah. Who else?
That's the only one I got.
That's it?
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it happens. I mean, I don't know why they would reboot Iron Man again.
Because money, bro. You need Iron Man.
Again, though? I mean, were people...
Really? How many versions of Spider-Man do we have?
I don't know.
But he's not
a
that...
A bunch. Well, Spider-Man was also different because there's like a billion different versions of Spider-Man.
Yeah, and Spider-Man's been popular the whole time. Like... No.
Ever since the first movie, he's popular.
Yeah, but like Spider-Man's been popular before there were movies.
Well, yes. No, they're not the same level of character. Yes, I'm not silly. People love Spider-Man who like don't pay attention to anything. They're like, oh, but I like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like Iron Man underwear for kids is fairly new. Spider-Man underwear?
True.
Dude, that's been around for eons.
I agree.
So, I think we should just judge this all by, you know, the history of...
Some
underwear.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out in about a little over a month, all right?
Are we?
I mean, once you go watch Doctor Strange, yeah.
Did it have a release date blurrily on that blurry picture?
That's what it's from, bro.
You sure?
That's what it's from.
What's from?
The photo is from the set of Doctor Strange.
Because
there's all the different versions of people. In the trailer, it shows
two
versions
of
Doctor Strange.
How could you even did that look like a Doctor Strange background? Now that you've, like, seen a movie. And
it looked strange.
I mean, it looked strange. It was a strange, but I'll give you that. It was a strange-looking photo. Yeah.
Gosh darn it. It
wasn't clear enough to identify anything.
Yeah, that was my feeling. Andrew, I just feel like you really want this to happen.
It's not that I want it to happen. Listen,
you know,
I understand how these companies work, and they give tiny little crumbs like this, so people flip out,
right.
And they go, Tom Cruise is Iron Man now, and all this stuff.
I hate to agree with him, but I do feel like he's right.
I mean, I feel like that's I think what he just said is true, but it I do still feel like you're
his
like
example
you know
is
what
not
it
accurate.
Is? Yeah, I feel like exactly. It's just like, oh, she looked at me. She must be attracted to me. Like,
well
maybe.
Hey,
I mean,
I
it's
never
in the realm
that.
Of possibility.
Hey, be careful.
But,
I'm not talking about that. Don't put words in
well,
my
I'm
mouth.
Just using another example that I think is more true than the one you just gave.
That happens all the time.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. So, predictions on this movie. Is this... I've heard people say... Because we're seeing this kind of late. So, I feel like we should address this quickly, and then we'll break. I've heard people say this is their favorite Batman. I mean, I know it's going to be good. I've had enough people say it's good. So, there's that. But I'm having people say it's their favorite version of Batman, which I also don't really, like, trust people's opinion at this point. You know, just given the way things have been going the last, you know, little bit. But anyway, I'm curious, do you see a situation where it could be that good, or do you doubt that given all the Batman that came before him? Thoughts?
I'm going to say it's just tough. It's a tough situation or scenario for, like, this character, this movie to be in terms of, like, the specter of the Dark Knight always hangs over every new version of Batman. So it's hard to, like, say it's almost getting a fair shot, because a lot of the time people that are watching this movie really like those other movies, and they're sitting there just comparing the whole time instead of just, like, watching it and trying to, like, experience it for what it's trying to do outside of the connection to, like, these other movies, because it's the same character. Yeah. So all I'm going to say is I'm going to try and go into it with the most open mind that I can and try and just, like, assess it for what it is rather than comparing it. But I think it's not – I think it's just in a tough spot for a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you feel – well, Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like the bar is set pretty high for him. I feel like every time a new Batman movie comes out, it needs to be super impressive, have a lot of flair. So, honestly, I haven't really heard too much about this. I feel like I'm not going to be all too impressed, but we'll see.
Wow, so you're really just doing this to hang out with us, huh? This is really
this is like the one time a year I get to hang out with
you. One
Because he's never around. That's and true. He's married now. Sorry, ladies. No, you're right. Yeah, I'm curious, Andrew. The specter of, is that the word you used? Am I using that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's roll. I don't even know what that means, but I think I do.
It's like a goat.
Given it being used in a sentence. Do you think it's valid for The Dark Knight? Do you think, like, people hold that movie in high regard, or is that just more the hype because of what happened before the release, right? Because for those of you who don't know, I mean, if you don't live on the planet Earth, you may not know, but otherwise, y'all should know what we're talking about. Do you think that the energy or the love around that movie is legitimate, or do you think it's just kind of puffed up on, you know, what happened?
Probably both. I mean, at this point, in terms of, like, there's a lot of legacy that comes with that movie in terms of, like, the awards that were won and all those things that happened after the movie came out because of, like you said, the real life circumstances of people involved. So I think that plays a factor in how people remember it too. At the same time, I don't know how long it's been since I watched that movie, or those movies as a whole. But you know, from what I remember, I know I've rewatched them at least once or twice, and I remember liking them holding up. And no, it's not perfect, but, you know, in terms of what I've seen in, like, a cinematic version of that character, that's the one that has been the one that I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's funny because I don't really, I don't know, the Batman 1 and Batman 3, I don't really hold in a special way, but The Dark Knight, absolutely. Yeah, so we'll see how this goes. I'm interested to see how they play this out. You're right, there's, like, a really high bar, Steve, for this movie, and I feel like at that point you have, like, two options. Either you go above the bar, or you just say, screw this, I'm not playing this game anymore, I'm going to do something completely different with this character and this thing, this story. And so it'll be interesting to see how DC decides to handle it. So we will let you know. I was going to say after this ad break, but I don't think we're going to have an ad. I think we're just going to have some space, and then we'll come back.
3 hours of silence.
3 hours of, yes. Well, which will be 3 seconds of silence for the listener. Yeah. So listeners, enjoy your 3 seconds of silence. We'll be back. And we're back.
Man,
we're back.
Longest 3 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah, kind of felt like
3 hours, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you stole my line, Steve. I'm supposed to be the one that says the obvious lines that are, like, not funny, but you still have to give some credit to. That's my job. The heck? So, thoughts? Who would like to start?
I'm just going to give a PSA to anyone who takes a child to a movie. Teach them proper etiquette when they're at a movie, that they need to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And just watch the movie, because, you know.
There were a few teenagers who needed to be reminded of that.
They were having fun with a squeaky chair.
They were, sure, having fun in front of everyone. They're so dumb. I'm just, like, trying to think, were we that dumb? But then again, I did, Steve, hold your car horn the whole way to Kung Fu Panda 2. So, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we were dumb when we went to Kung Fu Panda 2. I remember that.
Yeah.
We were, like, laying on the chairs because there was, like, nobody there. So we were just, like, doing whatever we wanted in that theater.
Yeah, but that was fine because there was nobody there.
No, there was literally nobody there.
I think it's because we went to a Christian school. That's where we learned to, like, you know.
Be good little boys.
Yeah. Show some respect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what'd you guys think of the movie? Besides the people in the theater, what were the thoughts on the movie, The Batman?
Generally positive, I would say, for me.
Okay, that's good.
One thing that I was thinking about that stood out to me was it almost felt like there were... So there are other movies that have been made that have visually tried to show, like, comic book frames.
Yeah. You know
I mean, like, there's certain images where they want to show, oh, this is like Superman flying, and it looks exactly like it would in a comic.
Right.
I feel like this movie kind of did that, too, where there were specific shots where it's like, we want this to look exactly like somebody almost, like, drew it in a comic.
Huh.
That's how I felt, at least.
Yeah.
For certain things. And it felt very, I don't know, like you said, there's, like, different villains, and everything feels connected. It's almost like a team-up thing. It doesn't feel like a movie. It was weird. It almost felt like a really long episode of a show.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
I agree with you. There's definitely some scenes that kind of reminded me of that. And just the overall flow. Like there was a whole bunch of new, like, stories and conflicts and synapses. Is that the right word? Movie term?
Situations?
Situation, yeah. Climax? I think that's what I was trying to think of.
I mean, someone has to say something about that. Anyway.
That's right for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't... it wasn't, like, a clear that's what she said moment, but, like, I mean, are we just not going to comment on you using the word climax? I feel like we should. Anyway. Yeah. No, it wasn't... You know what's funny? I felt like it was several movies in one. It was... There was, like, the superhero movie, and then it was also, like, the grunge movie, and then it was... also, like, a Fast and Furious movie. And then there was, like, a mob thing going on, you know? There was, like, a lot of different movies that were going on in this one movie. It was interesting.
Yeah, I got big, at least during the part where they're actually, like, really investigating, I got big, like, Seven vibes from this movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie.
I haven't seen it. I don't know it.
You know what I'm talking about, Steve? Have you seen that movie? Okay, so it's a movie with, was it Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman, where they're trying to catch this serial killer who's basically reenacting seven deadly sins. So he keeps giving them little clues on, like, who he is and what he's trying to do. I felt a lot of that in this movie, at least when it came to, like, the Riddler and all the puzzles that he kept showing to the police and to Batman, trying to, like, string them along. And also, like you said, it's, like, really grunge and kind of, like, gritty. It's trying to get that feel, I would say. And that movie definitely has that. So it reminded me of that.
Yeah, yeah. It felt very, I mean, even the song choice, right? Like, using Nirvana. And it was really interesting. Like, a lot of leather.
Oh, it's big emo vibes,
yeah.
Which is what I expected. You saw, I was giggling when they showed his, like, apartment, and it's, like, this gothic, like, looks like an attic, like a gothic attic where everything's just pointy and nothing looks comfortable. It doesn't look homey at all, and I'm just like, oh, he's such a sad boy in his little house.
Yeah, it was, like, it had a lot of sad boy vibes. Like, you know for sure he's, like, listening to Weezer every night. But anyway, Or Nirvana. That would, yeah. No, it was definitely an interesting movie. I don't know how I feel about it. Yeah, but, like, keeping all the, like, Italian last names straight, like, Balcone, Spumoni.
Marone or whatever.
Rigatoni.
Yeah, I was.
They all sound like pasta.
It's true. I got a little, I don't want to say confused, but there were times where I was like, wait, is this person this person? Oh, no, this is the other person.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, it was, yeah, it was like a mob movie, too. It was, yeah. There's a lot going on in this movie. There's definitely a lot going on.
I feel like it was one of those movies where, like, if you walked away for, like, half an hour and then came back, like, it would take you a second to kind of realize where you are back in that movie and kind of figure out what's back going on.
Like, you get lost because you're just like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
Which maybe that's part of it because, you know, he's trying to figure out all this stuff and it's all confusing and there's riddles and all this other craziness that happens. Something that stood out to me, this is not something I feel like I pay attention to enough in movies, is like the music.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's like the theme of Batman that everyone's heard if you watch the trailer.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I kind of got tired of it. They kind of overused it, in my opinion, a little bit.
Yeah. Like, well, they played like three songs.
That's what it felt like. There's like his theme, and then there's like the Riddler theme, and then there's that Nirvana song they played.
And Ave Maria. And that was it.
Okay, so we got four songs in this movie.
Yeah.
For a three-hour movie.
It was a lot of the same. Yeah, there was a lot of that. A lot of that.
Usually that stuff doesn't bother me, but for this, it's just like every time he did a Batman thing, that song's playing. I'm like, all right, I get it. Like,
yeah,
that's his song. He does a cool thing, and then it plays the brr, brr, brr.
Yeah, so, like, what's the deal with him calling himself Vengeance the whole movie?
I have no idea.
I feel like that's, like, that would be, like, a super fan thing that they'd be aware of. Like, maybe he called himself Vengeance before being called the Batman. I don't know, but he kept referring to himself as Vengeance.
I thought it was a cool emo kid thing to say. Yeah. That's in what I saw. It, I think they showed it in the trailer initially. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a badass. Like,
that's where we're going.
Like, he's just upset at himself. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of him? What did you think of old Bobby over there?
Yeah, what did you think of his performance, Steve? You go first.
It's better than I thought.
So better than Twilight is what you're saying. That high bar.
I wasn't really expecting. I thought he would actually beef up, you know, for the movie.
Oh, he wasn't ripped enough for you, Steve. He didn't become like Henry Cavill and freaking Superman with his 3% body fat. That wasn't good enough for you.
No, not good enough.
Yeah, I was actually, I had the same thought. Like, I felt like there were some shots where it's like, oh, really? You're doing like the pan up to like make it kind of look like he has some size on him. That's cheap. But, yeah, I feel like he didn't have to do anything for this movie, really. And there were some scenes that, like, didn't make sense.
Oh, that it happened to me all the time. Where I was just like, why did you do this? Wait, what just happened?
Yeah, really? Shotgun right to the chest and you're fine?
I mean, it is a superhero movie, so, like, there is, like, a level of disbelief. But,
I
like,
guess.
At the same time, with any movie, I can believe things that are not realistic. I just have to understand them. If I don't understand it, then I get confused and I get, like, annoyed because I'm like, this is stupid. Why is this happening?
Yeah, there were a lot of those. There were a lot of those. Like, I mean, even, and this is going to sound, like, so nitpicky, and it looks cool, but, like, the whole blue flame out the back of his Batmobile, that, like, and then when he's rushing through traffic, it's not there. Like, there were scenes where it was there and then scenes where it wasn't there. And usually when the car was moving slower, it was the blue flame. And then when he was actually going fast, it wasn't even turned on or whatever. So I don't know what was going on with that, but that was kind of weird. I felt like there were a lot of those, like, little things that didn't quite add up.
I felt that a lot.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the length of this movie? Do you feel like it earned its 3 hours or, you know, we could have just made this like a 2-hour movie and called it a night?
They could have cut it, I think, if they wanted to.
Yeah. It's funny because it felt a lot. I don't know. It's interesting, like, having seen The Joker and comparing it to this one, because they both have, at least to me, kind of like a anti-commercial feel to them. I don't know how else to describe it. They feel a little more indie to me. You know, like, there's a lot of scenes in The Joker that I don't think are necessarily relevant, and it's also a super long movie. But, I don't think it needed to be this long at all. It probably could have been a 2-hour movie pretty easily.
Yeah, it's funny, I asked you guys this question, and I didn't really think about it that hard until I was listening to you, but, yeah, there are movies I've seen where it's like, this is like the perfect length for this movie, it has everything it needs, it doesn't need to be any longer, any shorter. I would say, yeah, you could cut off 45 minutes from this movie, probably. Yeah. I can't think of anything specific of like, oh, this whole part felt like a waste of time necessarily, but I don't feel like it had to be that long. I don't know if it added because it was that long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took its time?
It sure did. Yeah. And I felt like there were a lot of moments where they tried to, like, I don't know, make it funny. Like the pan down at his feet with all the cats and be like, you got a lot of cats. Or there was the two twin brothers at the club.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there were a lot of scenes with them, and I get it, but, like, damn, dude, this was a long movie, you know? I don't know. I'll be honest. To me, I don't think this is a very memorable Batman, like, experience overall. I think he did a fair job. Mm-hmm. I will say, like, I don't know the actor's work particularly well, so, you know, I can't judge him on that. I felt like it was okay, although I don't think he had to do all that much acting. Like, if you think about it.
There's a lot of staring, I agree.
It's a lot of staring. There's a lot of staring. There's no, like, oh, let's see how good your micro expressions are. Like, because, you know, he's in a mask the whole time. So, I don't know.
One face the whole time. One expression the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, there wasn't much to be had there. So, I don't know.
Oh,
it was all right.
So also, I counted this because I told everyone I was going to count this. So she wore three wigs in the movie Catwoman, by the way.
Yeah.
I counted the wigs.
That makes sense.
I thought it was going to be like five. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah. It was less than you thought.
Speaking of her, and we were kind of discussing how he didn't look that big, she looked tiny. And so when she's fighting, I'm going to be honest, I kind of was not laughing, but I'm like, how is she this little tiny girl? And she's just, like, pulling dudes down and, like, throwing them around. I'm like,
jiu-jitsu, dude.
I don't know about that. Her you know? Not a lot of muscle on those arms.
Krav Maga.
Is all I'm going to say when it comes
yeah.
to that. All right, another question for you guys. Would you want to watch a sequel to this movie? Are you good with this version of this character in this world? You don't really feel like you want to see more.
I mean, I would, if there was a sequel, I would probably watch it. I don't know how thrilled I'd be, but it's like if when F10 comes out, I'm gonna watch that too. You know?
For the story, right?
For the story. And for John Cena. No, but I think it's just one of those movies where you're gonna see it. You know, there's just no not seeing it. Like, even if Tom Cruise is Iron Man, as disappointing as I think that will be, I'll still watch it. I'll watch the train wreck. But, you know, that's another podcast for another time.
That's true.
Yeah. So what about you, Steve? Would you watch a sequel to this?
Probably not under my own decision. If someone else picking the movie, I wouldn't oppose. But I don't think I would sit there under my willpower and willingly force myself to watch another 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
That sounds really rough.
It wasn't a bad experience, but...
It wasn't a good experience either.
It wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't good enough to do it again.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, come back. I feel like... this feels like a great, like, Sunday on FX kind of movie, you know? It's like, well, we need something to fill a 4-hour or 5-hour time gap. Jeez. Let's throw the Batman on, you know? Like, I feel like that's what this was. I don't think, you know, it was something that was kind of interesting. I didn't think it was shot particularly well. Like, I wasn't, like, captivated by,
cinematography.
Yeah. I don't think it was that good. Like, it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know? It was just, like, a lot of reds, a lot of blacks. That's kind of it.
I think they did that on purpose to try to portray the city as being kind of boring, like a run-down, you know, harsh landscape that everyone's trying to survive in.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, some of the shots
I mean, the Joker was that way too, but like, you know, I get he has more color and all, but still, I really, yeah, I don't know. There wasn't much to be. I felt like this movie was a little lackluster, in my view. Andrew, what about you? What were your thoughts on the cinematography?
It's weird that, I don't want to say it's weird, but it's kind of funny that you say that, because I feel like this movie looked a lot different than the way a lot of other superhero movies are shot.
I'd agree with that.
I, for the most part, agree. I don't know if it all works. My head or just kind of kept thinking that this movie has like a, it's like an analog feel to it, the way it was presented. This doesn't mean it's good, but it just didn't feel like overly produced, or at least it was, the way it was shown wasn't like, oh, this is clearly CGI, this is clearly a green screen they're behind, which happens a lot, especially in like Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Where you just can tell there's just so many things happening on the screen, you're like, all right, this is like all fake.
Right.
I never got that vibe, which part of me kind of liked, of like, okay, this
agreed
feels a little more like
authentic.
Yeah, like you can feel a little more immersed in that way. But kind of going back to my other point, it almost felt like a lot of these shots were like reverse engineered. So it's like, we have this one really cool still in mind, so let me get this really cool still, and then how do I incorporate that shot into the rest of this like action scene or whatever it is? And it didn't always like work.
Yeah, I think that's a really good breakdown of it. I would agree with that. It does not look like a typical, which I think is exactly what I thought they would do, right? Either they're going to raise the bar, which, I mean, I don't know how you do that, or they're going to pivot. And they pivoted pretty hard. And I felt like they did that with the Joker, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took like a very, very different approach with him in that movie. And I feel like they did that with this movie, too, where it's like, well, let's just make something completely different. That looks like nothing we've made before, and kind of roll with that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think it was. It's so funny because I feel like we're bagging on it pretty hard, but I don't think it was a bad movie.
Terrible,
it was
no,
it just had like a lot of fat on it. It was like a good steak with like too much fat though, and it was like marbled, right? And it's like, oh man, like there's some good moments in this.
It could be trimmed a little bit.
It could be trimmed a bit, yeah. Yeah. But to take the analogy even further, it's like, but where would you cut exactly? It's hard to know. I don't know.
I would have to spend more time watching and thinking about this movie. I don't know if I want to do that necessarily.
Right. I don't want to give it more time. That's the feeling it leaves me. It's like, I don't want to cut through all this and like
not really.
You know. But yeah, no, I thought his acting was fun. I mean, there was some moments. I did notice this. Anytime he showed intense emotion, I laughed. Like, there were just a lot of moments where he's, like, beating up on somebody or, like, yelling or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't buy this. Which is kind of interesting because with Christian Bale, I didn't have that problem. And then, you know, Ben Affleck is always pissed off. So, you know, that's no surprise. So, yeah, I don't know. I get the sense none of us would watch this again. Like, we wouldn't rewatch this, right?
No.
Maybe like at home, if someone wanted to watch with me, and I was just like
folding laundry.
I don't know, just like eating some popcorn or something, and I could just like get up and get like a drink and like go to the bathroom and miss 20 minutes of the movie and then come back. Like
yeah, play some Angry Birds.
Something like that, but I don't like definitely like a theater, and I don't think so.
Yeah.
Even if it was free, like I would probably be like. I could do something else with 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's kind of my feeling on it, too. Steve, I know you really loved this movie, so maybe you would watch it again?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. You heard it here first, or last. I feel like it's taken us so long to get to this movie. We might be the last reaction in this case, not the first. Yeah. Okay. So ratings. I feel like we should get to the ratings.
How do you want to rate it?
Well, I usually do a number.
I have a great idea.
Usually does like.
No, I just came up with a great idea.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna do a number. We're gonna do a number.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be out of 100 for the 100th episode.
Oh, I like that.
We all give it a rating out of 100.
Out of 100.
That's right.
Okay. Steve, you want to go first?
Like A, B, C, D?
No, I mean like
A, B, C, D. There aren't any letters in.
You do
like
a you do a number, so you do like 58 out of 100.
Right, yeah, but it's like a
58
out of
100. Oh no, we've had this argument. We've had it's whatever you want it to be. We've had this argument, me
and you can elaborate on it. You can elaborate on it if you want to give it a 58, but you don't feel like it's a complete failure. You can say that.
See, but here's the thing.
That, I mean, that is an F plus. Let's recognize that.
I'm gonna tell you that to me, a 50 in this scenario is average. He's gonna tell you, no, that's a failure.
That's how my
Yeah.
So
right. I know.
Fifty's
average.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything higher than a 50, you're okay.
Frickin' mutiny on the bounty. Okay, this is cool. Wow. Okay. So we're doing percentiles is really what we're doing.
Oh no, I'm gonna do a number.
We're doing a 50th percentile, which means your average.
Is that
what we're doing?
I guess that's actually like a good way to explain that. Actually.
Yeah. We're talking about percentiles now. Okay.
I mean, that's actually the way, oh my gosh! Well, I can't believe.
How happy the movie made you.
I can't.
No, no, no! You're talking like a bell curve. We're talking about like how average, like 50% in that case would be average because it's a bell. Anyway.
I can't believe. We took 2 years off from this flipping podcast, and the first one we do again, we have this argument again. The argument we've had a dozen times on this stupid thing.
How are we arguing about this?
We're not arguing.
I'm just saying.
It's always a discussion.
It's either a percent. Are we doing a letter grade, or are we doing a percentile? Those are just two different metrics, but we can use the same number. It's still a 0 to 100.
Sure. Okay.
Scale.
So for I guess for my purposes it would be percentile.
Okay.
Maybe for your purposes it would be grade. I don't know.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway,
what is it?
We've discussed the number.
I think
so
Andrew
long.
Just wanted to argue about this again. We aren't even like we aren't even like arguing it. It's like, oh, okay, so this is what you mean. We're just clarifying.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
You want me to say my number?
Sure.
I'm gonna give it a 62.
Mother.
I'm gonna give
I was
it
gonna say 62.
Stop. Dang. I was gonna say 62.
Are you serious?
Dang. That's hilarious. Wow. Are we also like all on our periods? Like, what's the deal? We're all synced up. Look at this.
This has to be the first time ever that we're all on the same page.
Wow.
All three of us.
2 years later. Who would have thought?
And
we probably are saying 62 for very different reasons.
That doesn't matter. We're all there. We're all on the same number.
Okay, so let's elaborate. Andrew, I'm going to have you start.
I kind of agree with a lot of stuff you guys said. There's parts of this movie that are, I would say, good. I don't know if there's anything great, but there's like good.
Mm-hmm.
There's good things that are enjoyable. It's also too long.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it's a slog to get through, but there are times when I kind of thought, okay, this is wrapping up, and then it just kind of kept going.
Yeah.
And thinking about how long it kept going for, I'm like, it didn't really need to keep going. You could have kind of ended it where you were, and it would have been fine. Overall, it's pretty enjoyable. I guess if you love Batman, go see it. If you don't really care about superhero movies, you know, maybe on HBO Max if you're bored one day, but I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to see it.
Yeah, put it on in the background, you know?
Fold some laundry, you know?
Fold some laundry. Steve, what about you?
I pretty much agree with Andrew here on almost every point that he said.
You know what I always admire about Steve's, like, input? It's always the most agreeable, and it's the most, like, condensed way. Like, instead of going over all the points that he feels agreement with, he's just like, yeah, I pretty much agree with everything being said here. Anyway, go ahead, Steve.
That was pretty much it.
I love it. Yep. Short and sweet. That was a joke I was gonna make up there in front of all your friends and family and realized that would be really inappropriate. So let me just take a pause here before I say something dumb. Anyway, I give it the same rating, I guess a different scale, but I think it's like not we're all saying it wasn't great, but we're also all saying it wasn't the worst thing we've ever seen. So, I am. I'm giving it a D minus. I'm giving it. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like. Well, here's why. Here's my thinking on this. Okay, I'm gonna walk you through it. Here's my thinking on this. This is literally like shit, man. Like, you release a new movie, and it's like, hey, here's a story. Like, here's what most movies are, like, in theory are. This is not what they are, but in theory what they are. It's like, hey, here's a new story with a new script with new characters that no one has ever heard of, and let's invest some money in that and see if we can make something great. And in some ways, they're kind of giving the alley-oop already. You know, it's like you have all the best basketball players on your team, and you still can't frickin' win. Like, that's how I feel about this. It's like, this is literally one of the biggest franchises, like one of the most popular characters to write movies around, and you guys couldn't make something spectacular? Like, you kidding? Like, that's my feeling on it. It's like, you had LeBron, and you frickin' had, like, Kobe, and you had fucking Shaq, and you had them all on the same team, and you guys still couldn't win the championship. And so I feel like they lose points for that because they had the budget. They had to have the right directors, right? They could afford any actor for this movie. And none of the actors are going to say no, by the way. Like, no actor's going to be like, no, I don't think I'm going to do Batman because I have freaking a more important movie to do. There is no more important movie to do, right? It's like, what's the excuse? Like, why is this still the outcome? So maybe I'm a harsher judge for that, but that's my feeling on it, is it gets a D- because it wasn't a complete failure, but you guys had, like, all the ingredients, and you still messed it up, in my view. Like, it wasn't spectacular. So that's my feeling on it, you know? Have any of you seen Next Level Chef? No? Okay. Well, basically, they have, like, these different levels, and you, like, cook in, like, a really crappy basement or, like, a mid-level place or, like, the nicest place with, like, the best food options and the nicest culinary whatever, like, tools. And it's like, if you can't make an amazing meal on that level, you should probably get kicked off the show. And that's kind of how I feel about this movie. Is it just, like, you had the arguably, like, one of the top five characters in American storytelling. You know, you had whatever budget you wanted. How do you not deliver? That's just my feeling. I just don't know how you like create something fairly average. So maybe I'm a jerk, but you know, it's a 62. It's what it is. I just like that we all kind of got the same number. Like, I'm really impressed by that. So, yes. Any final thoughts on? What is this movie called, The Batman, or is it called something else?
I think it's called The Batman.
See, this is exactly the problem.
I think it is.
Like, what is it even called? Yeah. Final thoughts?
Steve?
Episode 100, baby.
Episode 100. Andrew? That's it?
I'm just amazed that we actually did this. There were a lot of points. I never thought we were going to 200, but we did it.
Really?
Kinda.
That's funny. I've been pushing him for, like, since COVID to, like, let's just do an episode 100, dude. Like, we can do it at your house. Like, we got options. Why don't we just do this?
I think it worked out.
Yeah, it did. It did. Nice way to deflect, Andrew. That was real good. All right. Episode 100, The First Reaction. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed our take on The Batman. Bye.
I couldn't do it.